Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Imagine you're about to have dinner at a restaurant. There's going to be five courses, an appetizer course, a salad course, and so on. There'll be wine served, too. Now imagine having to eat all of this while being blindfolded. Such a dinner is planned. It's called Dining in the Dark, a special fundraiser dinner to benefit the Louisiana Association for the Blind in Shreveport. It takes place February 24th at Superior Steakhouse. Ashley Hebert is banquet and events coordinator. She explains the challenges in putting this together.
Whenever you're trying to develop a menu like this, you can't focus on visual with anything. You're trying to focus everything on your taste and all of that, and it's hard to make sure that you're including a crunch element with everything or something that spikes your senses when you're eating everything. Not only does it have to taste good, but it has to invoke your other senses with everything. That is difficult, you know.
Putting together a dinner like this sounds like quite a challenge. Could you describe what sort of sensory experience diners will have?
Well, you're not going to be able to see your food, so we're relying on the rest of our senses to tell us what we're eating and everything. So we're trying to highlight different types of textures, you know, from crunchy to spicy to sweet to salty to briny and citrus and so on, so that you're relying on those senses to tell you what you're eating versus your visual.
Having a five-course meal in a nice restaurant but not being able to see your plate is going to present quite an experience for participants. Audra Muslow-Hicks, Director of Programming and Community Outreach for the Louisiana Association for the Blind, explains there will be some help.
Before we launch the actual dining experience, I will stand up and give them a tutorial about eating while blindfolded. We always say, picture your plate like the face of a clock. It's all part of the immersion experience. I like to say that this is an experience versus just another event, because we are taking the guest into what can be considered a pretty uncomfortable spot for a few hours. But these are the visually impaired community we serve and have been serving for 90 years. And for most of them, this is their life 24/7.
So there's more than just a fundraiser going on here. The Dining in the Dark dinner drives home the point that once you lose your sight, it's a life-altering event.
We do take our vision for granted. I never considered my vision until I started working for LAB, and I thought, what would I do if one day I woke up and my vision was gone? Which, it's rare, but it does happen. And it's nice to know that an organization like Louisiana Association for the Blind does exist in our community. We offer the only comprehensive low vision rehabilitation program in this part of the state. From cane travel to assistive technology training, and we have a very large support and employment division. So we have the tools to help serve the community for if you are visually impaired or you have a friend or a family member, to help them live independently. Life does not end. You can still continue.
Dining in the Dark tickets are available at the Louisiana Association for the Blind's website. Go to lablind.com. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.